All right, good morning. How we doing? Wonderful. We are doing likewise. We're excited. Another work day here today. Game is getting closer every day, so I think that we're beginning to feel the urgency. We had a tough practice on Monday because they were coming off a couple days off, and it was hot and humid, but they worked good at it. So today we're going to put on the pads and have a similar kind of practice as we prepare, you know. And so today is still going to be some first and second down, a touch of third down since we had basically an extra day on Monday to do that. And it seems like that most of the guys are trying to get ready to play. Some of them are out there doing a little bit more. So, for instance, Flowers is going to try to do a little bit more, and we'll see what he can do. Derek Johnson is going to try to do a little bit more. So, and he's looking halfway decent, you know. So that's encouraging that the guys want to play and are going to try to play. And so I think they're getting ready, and they want to do good. So that's been the focus, trying to get better so that we can put a good product on the field on Sunday. And so, you know, what else? I had to put this depth chart out, and so I listed two starting running backs on the depth chart. Did not list a fullback, but two starting running backs. I could have listed two starting tight ends, or I could have listed three starting wide receivers. I could have listed two starting quarterbacks. I could have listed an offensive lineman at a tight end. But I thought that listing two starting running backs would be the way to go. And so I feel pretty good about that.
Who'd you list at in Thomas' spot?
Studebaker.
Okay. You've been around him for a few years, and we know he's not Tom, but what have you seen in this guy who's made his way from Division III football to the NFL, regardless of he's starting or not, in the role he plays regularly and now?
Well, yeah, Andy, first of all, Andy's a very smart player. He's a very conscientious player, studies the game plan, works hard, and then when given the opportunity, he goes in and plays and produces, you know. So all of those things are valuable to us and also valuable to him because that allows him to stay on the team. You know, a Division III guy coming and making it in pro football is a pretty good thing.
You said more for Flowers, more for Johnson today in practice. What, can you define more? I mean, a full role?
No, just whatever they can do. I mean, they haven't been able to do much at all. So if they can do anything, that's more. You know, so I'm just excited that they're out there trying to do something.
All right. What about some of your other guys? Toribio,
no, he's not going to be doing anything. He's going to be on the bike. Bailey's going to be on the bike.
Brown?
He's going to try to do something, yeah. He tried to do something Monday, you know. So he's going to try to see if he can do more.
And Bray?
He's going to try to do more. He did everything Monday, I thought.
We asked you about Charles the other day, and you said there's no limitations on those guys with the ACLs. They're ready to go. So specifically with Charles, I mean, you'll use him to win a game on Sunday. I mean, you'll give him as much work as you think is necessary to win the game?
Yeah, definitely. See, the good thing about that is I got this guy named Hillis who also can go into the game, you know. And I don't think that we'll be disappointed when Hillis goes into the game. You know, so that's the good thing about that.
Do you have any kind of idea of how much you want to split carries between those two, or is it just dictated by the game?
Just how we feel, how it's going. Hey, and that's totally honest with you. I mean, you know, you can't say how a game is going to go. I mean, you can. We go up there and we work all these hours at night and we put a game plan together. But if a play is not working, then you don't keep calling that play, you know. So whatever's working, that's what we're going to call. And that's why many times you look at that offensive call sheet that has so many plays on it, you know, because if they're not working, then you got something else to go to.
Do you think in Jamal's mind that he's over the knee now? Or do you think that's still a lingering issue for him?
I think you'd have to ask Jamal about that. I mean, I don't know his mind. All I know is he comes to practice, he puts on the pads, and he does what we ask him to do.
What about the other two ACL guys, Eric?
Same thing. They've been out there practicing, you know, and everything we've asked them to do, they have done.
Coach Tony Gonzalez, can you just talk about the problems in defending a tight end like that and what he brings to a defense?
Well, you know, Tony's probably a future Hall of Famer. And he's got size, he's got speed, he's got hands, he's got savvy, you know, and that poses a lot of problems, particularly with the other weapons that they have, you know. So if you double Tony, then you're leaving other guys singled up, you know. If you single Tony, Tony can get open. So you have to kind of pick your poisons and try to keep the opposing quarterback off balance a little bit and give him a couple different things to look at.
Did he change a little bit about the way tight ends were used? Obviously, there were great tight ends before him, but now it's such a position that's kind of in vogue now that to use him more as a pass catcher. Did he help change the way the tight ends were?
Well, he probably was the leading edge of that transition to pass catching tight ends and being able to flex them out and use them almost like a wide receiver. You know, but to do that, you got to have that ability. You got to have that tremendous ability, hand-eye coordination, great hands, you know, that savvy about reading coverages and knowing how to get open, and Tony has all that.
That some guys couldn't get open if they were on the field by themselves. With Tony,
I'm one of them.
with Tony, is it that, you just mentioned the word savvy, but is it a physical, mental, both that allows him to get open?
It's both. Because you have to have the ability, but then you have to understand what the defense is trying to do to you, and then how are you going to set up the defender to get yourself open, you know? And Tony has seen it all, and he can get open.
What about your tight ends? How do you expect them to be a part of the game plan?
Well, you know, we're going to run it some and we're going to throw it some. And so if they know what routes they are running when it's called, they have to read the defense, they have to read the coverage, and then they have to know when to stop and hook up or when to keep moving and when to work away from a defender. And if they will execute those things, then they'll catch the balls that come to them.
Good.
Do you have you named captains for your team?
Not yet. We voted on it today, and I will announce them to the team at the start of practice.
Those are season captains as opposed to game by game?
Correct.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Coach.